This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call the bonding committee of the executive board to order, and the secretary will call the roll.
Here.
Getting unruly.
Boland, Curd, Langer, Partridge, Stalzer, Sutton, Bartles, Gosh, Haugard, Qualm, Reed, Stevens, Holly, Mickelson, Greenfield. Mr. Chair, you have 8 members present, 7 excused.
We barely have a quorum. A reminder to everybody who has just joined us to please silence all your electronic devices. We will begin with a presentation from the Housing Development Authority of South Dakota. Good afternoon. And thank you to everybody who's been listening online all afternoon, waiting patiently for us to get to this point. We appreciate you being here in a timely fashion.
Thank you for the opportunity. Good afternoon. My name is Lorraine Pollock, and I am the Director of Rental Housing Development at South Dakota Housing. And on behalf of Mark Lossing, who was not able to join us today, I would like to present to you the highlights of the fiscal year 2018. I do believe you have all the materials in front of you that were provided. Just a few highlights. The homeownership program that we operate at South Dakota Housing provided $356 million in financing to assist 2,485 households through the first time and the repeat homebuyer programs. Currently, our interest rate on the homeownership programs is 4.375 to 5.375. South Dakota Housing continues to have a strong bond rating. We are currently a AAA rating from both Standard & Poor's and Moody's. Also attached to Mark's memo was a list of the outstanding bonds. In 2018 fiscal year end, we did have 3 issuances, 2017 Series D for $125 million, 2017 Series E and F for $67,180,000, and 2018 Series A for $99 million. Next week, South Dakota Housing will be closing on a $9.6 million multifamily bond issuance for an acquisition rehabilitation of a property located in Sioux Falls. And then in December, we'll be closing a $99 million bond issuance for homeownership mortgages. Within our annual report, just to highlight a few other programs, we did end the year with 95 homes under the Governor's House program that were for sale. We had in the multifamily program, we allocated over $10 million, assisting an estimated 463 households across the state. Within that would be new construction of 262 housing units for rental and rehabilitation of 88 units. Within the Housing Opportunity Fund, an allocation of $1.2 million was made. Housing tax credits, $2.74 million, which actually allocates to just under $25 million in equity financing. The home program, we had allocation of $4.48 million. Housing trust fund, $1.4 million. Under our homeless prevention programs, we awarded just shy of $750,000 for the Emergency Solution Grants Program to 22 agencies across the state. And the continuum of care funding, we received $1.3 million in fiscal year 2018. We also have our staff of multifamily management. They have a rental portfolio of 373 developments. They oversee compliance of 11,661 affordable housing units, and they provide the contract administration for $23.5 million annually in rental subsidy. So with that, that's the highlights, and I would be available to answer any questions.
Representative Holly.
One quick question. What are South Dakota Housing Authority? What's your limit of a home that you can make a loan on for a first-time person now?
And the first-time homebuyer program, I do believe their limitation is $250,000.
Really?
But again, it's usually going to go based on what they actually income qualify for. So.
I remember when it was $45,000. Yeah. That's a while.
Yeah.
Any further questions? Hearing none. Ms. Pollock, thank you for being
here. Thank
you. Appreciate it. All right. Mr. Perkovich, You have entered the room, yes. We'll move on to the South Dakota Conservancy District. And Mike Perkovich, you are up. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. Again, my name is Mike Perkovich. I'm the program administrator for the Water and Waste Funding Program in the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. I also have with me Andy Brules, who is our engineering manager. So the first thing I'd like to do is give a brief overview of the program and the board. And this report covers the activities of the Clean Water and Drinking Water State Revolving Fund programs. The Board of Water and Natural Resources is authorized to administer these programs. And that board also serves as the board for the South Dakota Conservancy District, which is the board that has the bonding authority. The Clean Water SRF, or State Revolving Fund Program, was established in 1989, the Drinking Water Program in 1997. These are low-interest loan programs, which are under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Through the Environmental Protection Agency, we are provided annual capitalization grants, as are all the other states, and the states match the grant on a 5-to-1 ratio. South Dakota's primary source of match funds is through the issuance of bonds, and then also periodically the district issues bonds above that required to match to meet demand on the program, and we refer to these as leverage bonds. The report that I submitted contains six sections. Go through each of them real briefly. The first is the executive summary, which summarizes the programs and the district's authority and the activities for the year. There is a section in there that discusses a bond issue that was closed in August of 2017. This bond issue consisted of a taxable series and a tax-exempt series. The taxable bonds had a par amount of $16.73 million, and that provided $6.5 million of Clean Water State Revolving Fund State Match Funds and $8.5 million of match funds for the Drinking Water Program. There was also $1.6 provided to refund prior year bonds, and the true interest cost on the taxable series was 2.18%. Series B, the tax-exempt revenue bonds, had a par amount of $77,870,000. There was also a net premium of more than $16.9 million on that series. These provided $42.5 million in leverage proceeds for the Clean Water State Revolving Fund Program and $11 million in leverage proceeds for the Drinking Water SRF Program. It also provided $40.7 million to refund prior year bonds. And the true interest cost on those was 2.77%, and they were AAA rated by both Moody's and Standard & Poor's. More information in that section on previous bond activity. There's a table that shows that we have had 21 issues with a par value of $655 million, and it does break out the purpose of those bonds, whether it's match, leveraged, or refunding. Table 2 shows a balance of about $254 million of outstanding bond principal. In state fiscal year 2018, the Clean Water Program issued 13 loans and provided one amendment to a previous loan totaling a little over $28.1 million. The Drinking Water Program issued 12 loans and amended two prior loans totaling $23.6 million. Section 2 is the financial statements for both programs. In the report are the unaudited financial statements, but I would point out that the audit has been completed and no findings were reported. Sections 3 and 4 give overviews and histories of the Clean Water and Drinking Water SRF programs, respectively. The Board of Water and Natural Resources has awarded $770.6 million in Clean Water SRF loans and nearly $532.3 million in Drinking Water State Revolving Fund loans. So combined, the two programs have awarded more than $1.3 billion to South Dakota communities for water and wastewater infrastructure. Would like to also point out that there have been no defaults to date. Section 5 is the bond issue summary. It's for all our bond issues, the series 2017 has been added. Section 6 provides the statutes governing the South Dakota Conservancy District and the SRF programs. I would note that right now we are working on another bond issue with an expected par value of $111 million. These will be all leverage funds to meet demand on the program, and the sale of the bonds is expected the week of December 3rd. So next year, hopefully, I will be reporting to you on that. That concludes my presentation, but I'd be glad to try and answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Perkovich. Do you have any questions, committee? Any questions of Mr. Perkovich? Hearing none, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you to the gentleman you brought with you as well. We are moving on. South Dakota Value Added Finance Authority. Does anybody know who the most famous Doland High School graduate of all time was? No, not Hubert Humphrey. Terry Labrie.
No, it's not. I was going to say Tim Miles.
Well, he's right up there, too. Terry Labrie, you are up. Welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you, Chairman Greenfield, members of the committee. My name is Terry Labrie. I'm the finance administrator for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture, as well as the executive director for the Value-Added Finance Authority. I'm presenting today on the Value-Added Finance Authority. They issue some tax-exempt bonds for agricultural-related projects, such as qualifying beginning farmers, manure management facilities for dairies and swine facilities, as well as ag processing businesses. These are private placement bonds, so typically they are bought by the project's local bank. The Value-Added Finance Authority gets $40 million of the state tax-exempt bond allocation every year. We don't come close to using that, so what we don't use is reverted to the Housing Authority. The top of page one gives you a pretty good summary of the four bonds that we issued this year. Those totaled $1,421,450. All of these bonds were for utilizing with the Beginning Farmer Bond Program. The maximum bond amount is set annually by the federal government every January 1st. It is indexed, and for calendar year 2018, that limit is $533,500. Pages 2 through 6, I'm not going to go into quite a bit of detail there. That is just a summary of each of those bond programs and some historical numbers for you. Page 7 starts the portfolio section, and that gives you a detailed account of every bond that we've issued since inception. So you can take a look at that at your leisure. Page 26 is our board members. So you can see the Value-Added Finance Authority, who's made up on that board. Their bios are also included in here. And then on page 29 is the Value-Added Finance Authority's Statement of Income and Retained Earnings. The board, in addition to their three bond programs, also has two revolving loan funds, and I'm not going to touch on that a little bit since this is the bonding committee, but the financial statements are also in there for those. So that is pretty much our summary, and if you guys have any questions, I will stand by. Thank you.
Question, Representative Hawley.
Thank you. In the past, when you guys reported on that beginning farmer bond, usually they're like just one or two, it seems like. I saw you had four of them. Is there getting to be a little bit more interest now?
Yeah, I would
in that
say.
Program?
Whoops, sorry, excuse me.
Go ahead.
I would say last year it's still a little lower just because of the economy of agriculture in the last several years, and interest rates have been pretty low. So commercial banks can loan the money out low enough that they don't necessarily utilize the bond programs, but we are starting to see a lot more interest in the bonds now that interest rates are starting to creep up. I think we have 7 already approved and pending for this year. So
you can go up to what, 10 million? Is that what
they saw? 10 million is the cap that we have allocated for our beginning farmer bond. The federal government sets that rate every January 1st. So this year, each one is capped at $533,500.
Anything further? Any other questions? Thank you, Ms. Labrie. It's nice to see you, as I said. We appreciate you being here. We'll move on to the South Dakota Economic Development Finance Authority. Ms. Stoser is here. And welcome to you.
Thank you. My name is Cassie Stoser. I'm the finance director at the Governor's Office of Economic Development, where we also service the Economic Development Finance Authority out of there. We have a couple different programs within the authority. We have some just legacy loans, which are known as Apex loans. We've sunset that program and now just service the loans that are left in the program. And then the largest program that we have in there is our pooled bond loan program. Companies that use that funding benefit from the authority's AA rating by Standard & Poor's and Moody's. In the interest of time, because it sounds like maybe you guys are sick of being here today, I'll be fairly brief on the comments about on our annual report. The first few pages of the report are just the biographies of our board members. There are seven of them. And then after that, there is just our loan activity for the for fiscal year 18. You'll see that there was none. We had no new bond issuances for that. Following those pages is the bulk of our annual report, which is just our audit report and then financial statements. I'd like to highlight a couple of the reports within the audit reports, within the audit. The first is the independent auditor's report on internal control over financial reporting and compliance on other matters. You'll see that they did not identify any material weaknesses within our internal control framework. And then on page three, the second report is the independent auditor's report, where we are pleased to report that we received a clean or unmodified opinion. The financial statements, I won't go through those in grave detail, but just a few highlights that are found on page five and six. That's the management discussion analysis, which is an executive summary, if you will, of our financial condition. You'll see that both assets and liabilities, along with revenue and net income, decreased in FY18, and that is primarily due to just the payoff, the regularly scheduled payments of bonds, of loans and bond payable. And I would like to point out one area of interest that's not in this report because it was it occurred subsequent to the date of the report. We did have one bond issuance approved in October, and that was for an 84,000 square foot multi-tenant building located in Sioux Falls within the Discovery District. That will house the two anchor tenants for the Discovery District, which are SAB Biotherapeutics and Alumend. And with that, I will stand by for any questions.
Does anybody have any questions? Ms. Stosher, I think you have a couple people here with you, don't you?
I did not find any friends to come with me.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry.
They're all at state football, I think.
That could very well be. We should be, too. I don't know who had the bright idea to have this meeting on this day. Oh, wait, maybe it was me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, moving right along, we are down to the South Dakota Building Authority. Don Templeton, good afternoon, sir.
So everybody here is a non-football supporter? Is that what happened?
No, we just have responsibilities.
Good afternoon, committee members. It's good to see you. Don Templeton, the director, Dustin Christofferson, associate director, and Steve Corbin will be coming up with shortly.
Mr. Templeton, I would point out that you're on deck for both each of the next two. First is the Building Authority, as I mentioned. Next will be the Health and Educational Facilities Authority. Should you choose to filibuster, you would keep Lucas here just a little bit longer because this is his very last day as an LRC staffer.
I'm sorry to hear that, Lucas.
You're the only thing that stands between him and courtship in Nebraska. So go ahead. Thank you, sir.
I'll try to hit the highlights.
Right on.
Okay. Building Authority, our board members are listed on page two. We've got a great board with Tom Graham, our chairman. He's been the chairman for quite a long time, and we're happy for his service. I'm going to jump over to page four. That shows our last bond issue. which was the animal industry board's animal disease research and diagnostic lab. And I visited the building. It's coming along quite well. And it's going to be a nice improvement for the state when completed. In addition to that, we'll probably be holding a building authority meeting probably the last week in November to consider the legislature this year approved two projects, the South Dakota State University Precision Ag, I believe it's going to be called Raven Precision Ag Building, and we were authorized to issue $20 million for that building and then $14.5 million for the University of South Dakota, Dakota Dome improvements.
The system has detected that a minimum number of lines are connected to this conference. Do you want to continue your meeting? Press 1 to confirm.
Ms. Stoser, we lost all our friends a long time ago. The system just detected it.
Nothing to do with you or your presentation.
And, Dustin, is there anything else on the report that we should highlight?
Well, we didn't have any new projects to go over, but I'm...
Can you just swing the microphone that way just so that it picks up for anybody who might be listening? Sure. We know they're not on the phone. They might be listening online.
Okay. We didn't have any new projects since we saw you last time. We do have the one on the horizon that Don talked about. We have a couple project funds that still have a little money in them. First one being on page 7 is the Series 2013 D Cedar Shores project. They just have a little bit of money left to spend down on that. Page 8, that is the Animal Industry Board Project Fund. They still have a long ways to go on that one. Along with that bond issue is page 9, the Performing Arts Center at SDSU. They've spent all their bond money, although the project isn't quite done yet. They have some other money to spend on that.
I got an interesting story on that pipe organ on the bottom of page 9 was donated from some entity in Colorado. And it's going to be a nice improvement for the addition to the Performing Arts Center.
It's the first time the words pipe in Colorado have been used and haven't referenced their new law.
Yeah. All right, I'll just move along. Page 10. Not touching that one. Page 10 is a list of our bonds outstanding for the building authority. 11 shows the locations and followed by some project descriptions that go with that. We skip to page 13 is a listing of all of our bonds since 1969A. Page 19 says that's a total of 90 bond issues for about $1.3 billion. I don't have anything further.
Does anybody have any questions for these gentlemen?
What's the total outstanding of all that 1.2 billion?
We have a page.
Yeah, I'm on it. About 284 million.
Give them the page numbers.
Oh, sorry.
10.
Anybody else have any questions? Seeing none, thank you, and we'll move on to your next presentation.
Okay, the South Dakota Health and Educational Facilities Authority, our board members are listed on page 2 with Norbert C. Beatty, our chairman, and Dave Fleck, our vice chairman. If you would turn to page 4, we list the activity of the past 2 years. We realize there's some new members, perhaps, on this committee. And we go from Prairie Lakes to West Hills Village, the regional health. It was a large one for regional health, $212 million. Avira was another big one, $223 million. If you go on South Louise, you'll just see a huge structure taking shape. And then Lifescape, that was a refunding of a children's care hospital and school bond issue back about 10 years ago. Let's see. A neat thing that the legislature approved was our state aid intercept program for school districts. If you turn to page 7, this program we started back in 2016, and it helps school districts achieve a AA+ rating. And we've had school districts throughout the state take advantage of this because it's saved them a lot of money. We've listed all of them and what they've financed. And we do not issue the bonds. We're there to facilitate the bonds and to help them get the nice AA+ rating from Standard & Poor's. Let's see. If you turn to page 9, I bet Lucas has never seen a coal bin before that heats a school district, so I wanted to throw that in for you.
Thank you.
I don't think they're using that anymore because that was a 1938 project, and the new bond issue built a nice new school. I guess we got a picture of that on the left, but we make a point to go out and visit all these school districts, and it's just they really appreciate the program, and it's fun to visit with them and see the nice improvements that they're making to schools throughout South Dakota. And then just to kind of sum up the school districts, what pages is the total on, Dustin?
14.
Page 14. This program has assisted $324 million of bonding, and the estimated savings for all of the school districts is about $6.4 million.
May I ask one question? Well, of course I may, because I'm the chair. Just curious why the estimated savings associated with Bison School District is undetermined. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not busting your chops. I'm just curious.
We have a little footnote there, and let me review it. What page is
this?
Well, this is Dustin Christofferson. I can touch on that. And they didn't have these savings are based on the AA rating versus their underlying rating that they would have gotten without the program. The type of financing that Bison did, they hadn't obtained an original financing yet, so we didn't have anything to compare it to call the savings a savings.
Gotcha.
They didn't have any options for the type of financing that they did.
So presumably, I mean, it's substantial. You just don't have a benchmark to compare it with.
Right, and they went with a bank. So the bank wasn't willing to write the note until they did the state aid pledge program, and that got them. It was due to their debt service coverage and some other things.
Gotcha.
It got them over the hump to get, I think it was Dakota Bank to take that.
I believe that's right, but they were having difficulty finding the lender. But this program helped them get a lender in place. So they're really grateful for the program.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's see what else. What else we got here? We have maps on pages 17. That shows health care that we've financed throughout the state. So we kind of like to put that in so you can kind of see what entities in your districts are served by our authority. That's health care. Page 19 is educational, and we included these school districts in there because we assist in those. So you can see there's quite a... that program's become really popular, and it's fun to work with that. I guess that's the highlights. Dustin, anything else we should mention?
I would just like to mention that there is a list of these bond issues too. There's been 245 since 1972. The total $4.7 billion, and of that $4.7 billion, as of June 30, we had about 1.8 billion outstanding.
And so concludes our report, Mr. Chair.
Very well. Are there any questions of these gentlemen?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Reed.
Was your last Avera bonding the highest that you've ever done in any?
It was up there. Regional Health and Avera were both over $200 million. We may have a Sanford that was higher. That probably would have been within the last 5 years, you recall?
Well, Mr. Chair, the Sanford was higher, but it was they did it in phases. So if you go back to about 2012, they had a $120 million, followed by a $52 million. And then a 186, and then a 176, and that was for the big hospital in Fargo plus some Sioux Falls projects, and I think they even had a couple Minnesotas in there. But
I believe that's a good observation. I believe that is our highest bond issue.
Anything else? Hearing none. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you being here late on a Friday. Representative Holly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the bonding committee receive and accept the South Dakota Bonding Authority reports given into record.
But moved and seconded by Representative Reed that we accept the reports the bonding committee accept the reports as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. And the secretary will please call the roll.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Haugard.
Aye.
Quam.
Aye.
Reed. Holly.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
8 ayes, 7 excused.
So the motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. Anything else to come before the bonding committee? To those of you who are about to escape, we appreciate your patience and thank you for being here. There being nothing more to come before the bonding committee, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Moved by Qualm, seconded by Gosch to adjourn. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, I'm sorry. Those opposed will say aye. We don't have to do a roll call on this.
No one's on the phone.
Right. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
Spencer Gosch said no. We are adjourned.